Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Today is Budget Day. Kira, it's been described as a pro-investment budget with limited benefits for middle-income workers.
Discuss.
Yeah, there'll be a 10 euro increase to state pension, social welfare rates, additional special education teachers, special needs teachers, basic income for artists. There'll be measures in there for construction to encourage people to build more apartments, including cost rental apartment, which I think is probably no bad thing. Very little by way of tax measures other than the big one. A lot of the money is going to go on that VAT decrease, Kira, from to 9%.
Yeah, VAT cuts to 9%, and on energy as well, VAT's going to stay at 9%. Yeah. Renters tax credit is continuing, as you mentioned, social welfare 10 thing, childcare package, an extra 1,000 places, student grants raised, student fees cut
by 500.
Tax measures that are going to give some kind of quantitative easing to the pockets of middle income earners. I think there's something very interesting in this, because we've seen lots of complaints about, you know, from the fiscal watchdogs, etc., about the government largesse and them spend.
Yeah.
And this is still a spendy budget. It's just not spending
9.4 billion euros
on money.
That used to be a lot of money.
But it is interesting because the people that it is targeting the money at, for all that everyone kind of goes, oh, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, right wing. This is targeted at social welfare recipients, at pensioners, at those types of people. So that's where the money is going that is actually going to be put into people's pockets. Do those people vote for Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael? Are the ones who do vote for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, the middle income earners, the middle classes, all of that, there's not a lot for it in them. And you would wonder about the political implications of this.
Well, I suppose it's year one of the cycle, isn't it? That's why they didn't do it this last year. But my concerns are more macro than that. I do worry. I actually listened to the SRI and IFAC and the Central Bank, and they say basically spending 9.4 billion euros risks overheating the economy. And we're also spending money that we don't know will be there in a couple of years' time, because all that money coming in corporate tax revenues, we don't know if that's going to be there. That, to me, is repeating the mistakes of 20 years ago. I worry that we never learn. I'm very nervous about this budget, and I have been about previous budgets. But I don't think people care. All people want is show me the money, basically.
Yeah. Is that what you want this morning? Do you want show me the money? Do you want the money in your pocket rather than in infrastructure or wherever, in social welfare or the other places it's being spent? Or do you think this is prudent and this is the way we have to go to manage the economy, to keep the lights on in the hospitals and the ship sailing in the right direction? What would you like to see, and what do you make of what you're hearing? We want to hear from you this morning on the show. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
Now, to look ahead to Budget Day, we're joined by the economics commentator with the Sunday Times, Cormac Lucy, and the Secretary General of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions, Owen Reedy. To you first, Cormac, what do you think of the government's approach this year?
I'd agree very much with what Kira just said there. The budget is essentially aimed much more at people who aren't working than at people who are working, even though we have such a large worker shortage that we're having to import tens of thousands of workers each year. So I think the government is not taking a sensible overall approach to looking at the jobs market. And
what would be a sensible approach to looking at the jobs market? What would be a sensible approach?
I think looking after people who work first, ahead of people on pensions or on welfare. We have one of the highest proportions of people living in households with very low work intensity in Europe. We have the highest level of income redistribution in Europe. And the government parties sell themselves as centre-right, but they're
I don't think they do. I think Fianna Fáil describes itself as a social democratic party. They don't say they're centre-right.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Well, Britain is being governed by a social democratic socialist party. The top rate of income tax in Britain doesn't kick in until you're earning £125,000 sterling if you're single. In Ireland, it kicks in if you're earning €33,000.
Mm. So we should give the full picture, and I do want to bring in Owen as well, to give the full picture. We also have, and you're talking about bringing in workers and the need to do that, we have very, very low rates of tax for workers who are on 20, 25, 30,000, much lower than any other country in the EU and much lower than the UK.
We may, but that's not where the pressure in the jobs market is most acute. And the bottom line is we have been utterly dependent on tax receipts from American multinationals over the last decade. They're now under threat because of tariffs and Trump's attack on the pharma sector. We need to boost the indigenous domestic economy. And to do that, we need to make work more rewarding and opting out of work.
Final
less
question,
rewarding.
And before I bring it on, I mean, surely cutting taxes at a time when the economy is on the verge of overheating would be absolute madness. It would be the kind of stuff we were doing during the Celtic Tiger.
Every year, people suffer an invisible increase in their taxes as a result of inflation.
Yeah.
So if your tax rates and tax bands stay unchanged, when inflation is running at
2.7%, I understand that, but my point, my question is that a bad thing when the economy is overheating? Do you want to actually further fuel the economy?
I want to reward work, number one. And number two, I think the budget should be restated every year to take account of inflation so that this government coming along and picking your pocket without you noticing it or seeing it immediately, it's wrong.
Okay.
And the government should not be a hidden beneficiary of inflation.
Owen Reedy, what do you make of that analysis? I'm taking it you don't agree.
Well, it's an interesting analysis. There's elements of what Cormac says I do agree with. There's elements I don't. I mean, I think we're a far cry from when Phil Hogan was the junior minister in finance and someone leaks one item of the budget to the then Evening Herald and he had to fall on his sword. We could pretty much talk in the past tense about the budget, Shane, because I think we all know what's going to be in it. Look, I think there are a couple of things that we're going to hear that are very important. A long overdue investment in infrastructure. We're falling way behind. And whilst it might not be sexy for everybody, it's really important. It's important for the overall health of the economy. But I think the real kernel here is the coherence of this budget, the credibility of this budget is going to be shot. It's going to be shot before this afternoon by this giveaway to the hospitality sector. And I think you could frame this budget this way. A hospitality sector that doesn't need it is going to get a VAT cut. The minimum wage workers, many of whom the hospitality industry employ, who were lauded post-COVID-19 when the then government, which is pretty much the same government by the Greens, said, we'll give you the living wage by 2026. Those workers are going to be shafted because they're going to have to wait longer for the living wage to 2029.
Well, there is going to be an increase in the minimum wage, is there not?
There is. There's going to be an increase of 65 cents when it should be a euro because they really should be getting to the real living wage as promised. We heard a lot about solemn promises to McDonald's, to Starbucks, to all these big corporations.
In fairness, they weren't making promises to them.
You can argue
they will also be the beneficiary of that.
Shane, they will be the greater beneficiary because VAT is a crude way of helping small indigenous Irish coffee shops struggling because the bigger multinational coffee shop, which has higher turnover, is going to get a lot more out of that. It is a crazy thing to do. And it shows a kind of a government in hock to one very slick, sophisticated lobby sector. I mean, I've said a lot about that. There's a lot of things we could do. One, Cormac's right, indexation. I mean, indexation of tax bands is not tax cutting. It's basically keeping you as you are. This government has decided we're not going to index tax bands for workers. We're going to give the money to the hospitality sector. They could employ more teachers, more nurses. They could take 60,000 kids out of child poverty. We could have free public transport with that money. And this gimmick of, well, we'll only introduce it in July of this year, no one should buy that because, you know, in 2027,
it'd be for the full year. No, fair, exactly. Fair point.
So I think there are some important things that shouldn't be lost that will be in this budget around infrastructure, which is crucial.
Okay. Can I ask you, just finally, do you have a view on the, it looks like there will be a VAT cut for builders for new apartments and also a cut in corporation tax for those builders that are building cost rental apartments. Yeah. Is that something you welcome?
No, I mean, I think this government is out of road when it comes to housing. The way we will judge their attitude to the housing crisis, which, you know, using the word crisis is kind of beyond us now. There's a fatalism that's crept in. If we don't see a huge tax on vacant properties, a kind of a use it or lose it approach, we only have to walk around the city centre of the capital to see the amount of dereliction. If they're serious about housing, that's one of the areas where they will start. They will have a huge tax on people who are hoarding property, a use it or lose it approach, because obviously they don't see it as a crisis if you're not prepared to do crisis type things. And they're the areas where we need a kind of a shock, you know, giving tax benefits to builders and things like this.
I think we've
tried that before.
Yeah, to build, and it worked. We did build.
Well,
we built in the wrong areas.
We did, but Shane, the big problem with housing, and I keep hearing government ministers say it's about supply, and I keep hearing them say every couple of weeks there's a couple of hundred new first-time buyers. Paying what? You know, paying for houses that are rising about four or five times more than wages. It's crazy.
Well, maybe land supply would help land, bring those prices
down. It'll help a little bit, yeah, but land is a factor.
We do need to leave it there. Owen Reedy, General Secretary of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions. Before that, Cormac Lucy of the Sunday Times. Thanks to both of you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.